Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, July 26th, 4:10 p.m.
Okay.
Karen has to work.
We'll call the meeting to order. Would you stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call the roll, please.
Buskay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Thank you. You have a copy of our minutes of our previous meeting. What is your pleasure?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes. Any questions, additions, deletions? Call the roll.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is David here?
Bolshoff.
I didn't want to do you bad your last name, so I left it.
I appreciate it.
Okay, sir.
I'm going to pass out a couple of, hopefully I have enough copies for everybody, of the report from the last year. I'm Dave Bolshoff, Nebraska Department of Agriculture, with the Knock and Feed program. And this is just a copy of our evaluation of the past year, and just kind of see if you have any questions on anything. Basically, we, as I'm sure most of you have heard before, we evaluate four different areas of the county weed noxious weed program: the inspections, office evaluations, county reports, and also the continuing education that the superintendent is required to receive. And I think Leon has been working hard on noxious weeds. I know that a lot of times I'll say this and people say, well, you know, there's still noxious weeds in the county. And yeah, there are, but there's always going to be. But I kind of what we generally look for is a plan, you know, a plan of improvement. And I think we're always looking for improvement in the county. And Leon and I were out this afternoon wandering around. He was showing me some of his areas of where he thinks there might be some problems and what he's doing with them. Some of the areas, one of the areas that is going to be sprayed or has been sprayed. And I think we're just want to say that I do appreciate the work that the weed superintendent does in the county on controlling noxious weeds. Noxious weeds can be a monetary problem to landowners and to producers in the county, and we really appreciate seeing the program that is working on the noxious weeds. And I also appreciate the fact that the board supports the weed superintendent and the weed program in the county. And I guess I would, if there's any questions about anything, I'd be, you know, if you have some concerns or some questions, I would be willing to listen to see if I can answer them.
Any questions from the board? Seeing none, anyone in the audience wish to raise a question? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Looks like a pretty good overall score.
Yeah. It is. You know, and that, as I said before, that doesn't necessarily mean that there are no weeds. What we check on, he does a pretty good job.
Paperwork and record keeping.
No, I understand that. I try to keep the weeds out of my yard, but it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
I take care of two and three more show up.
Yeah, I know. That's the way mine is, too.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Giese.
Excuse me.
Thank you, Leon.
Thank you.
Hey, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
What you have is a copy of the semi-annual report for all disbursements and collections from January 1 to June 30. We happy to report there are no red numbers. They're all black. A couple of them may be down a little bit, but nothing, I don't think it's alarming. Next month will be right back up where it should be. Those are the figures. And I'm required to bring it down to you and have you look it over.
Okay. Questions for Bob? One question I have, Bob. County property taxes coming on schedule? Or
pretty good. We're not too bad off.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. Any other questions from the board? Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Okay. It's 4:15. Time to open the bids on G Avenue.
Okay, I have two bids. I'll order them in the order of filing. The first one being from Chris Construction. Filed on the 23rd at 10:50 a.m. And that is the contractor's total cost of the bid is $9,630. Date of completion is August the 16th of this year, and that's submitted by David Chris. The second one being from Oban Construction, and that was filed at 4 p.m. on the 23rd. And the contractor's total cost of bid is $21,460. Expected date of completion is 6 days after the okay is given. And again, that is Oban Construction.
21 what, Dad?
$21,460. What was the bid at the first day?
$9,630.
What was our estimate?
We had to put in our 1-6 for right around 5.
5,000.
Okay. What is the board's pleasure?
Did these? Can I ask Fred a couple questions?
Do what?
I have a couple questions for Fred.
You got the floor.
Do these bids include graveling and...
Yes, they do.
Everything.
That's 200 ton of aggregate on there.
200 ton.
We are going to supply the aggregate. They are going to haul it just for the simple fact of price. We get it for about right. $8 a ton cheaper than they can buy it, so they're going to use our price. So it will be billed. The county will get billed for the rock, but they will haul it.
And our 5,000.
What it is actually 2 foot of fill on this road for a mile. Just cleaning out mostly the east ditch. They do all the barricading, locating, anything like that. Any safety precautions. I told them that they wanted the road closed while they were doing it. That was fine with me. Well, then we'd have to leave it open for local traffic and 3 weeks.
When was this entered into the 1-6?
This year.
This year it was put in?
It's been on the 1-6 before, Rick, but I mean, it was, we redo the course of 1-6 every year, and it was on the 1-year plan.
Okay. So there wasn't something you had in there 3 years ago, that five grand an acre, or for the project?
No. I think it has been in there that long, but I don't think I, that was Randy's, and I don't think I don't even remember the price up. That is something that me and superintendent did.
Okay.
Does he, just, I'm just asking now, if these both got insurance to cover them, right?
I haven't asked yet. That was a requirement in the bid to cover it, to show any insurance. But the only thing I did ask is if any utilities were hit or anything like that, responsible. That was in the specs.
I didn't see the specs or nothing. All you're doing is you're bringing the dirt out of the ditch right up, like
yep,
just rolling up on top of the road.
The road, I shot the heights of it, and it's good legs pretty flat, as you know.
Okay. Yeah, I know it does. And then what, there's two places that have to be hauled?
Pardon?
Will there be two places that have to be hauled, right?
What do you mean?
For driveways and...
the driveways will just be left in there, you know, we won't take that.
What are you going to do when you get to down to 185th, then that'll have to be hauled in to be this, come up to the grade?
Both intersections were put in the specs just to blend in right.
I don't think we're all getting the benefit out of your conversation.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at, okay.
Okay, any other questions? Bill, you have any more?
No.
Rick? Questions?
I'll make a motion that we refer it to the road committee and that they go over the bids and let them make their decision.
Excuse me, I second it.
Got a second?
Yes, I did.
Motion is made and seconded to refer the bids to the road department. That's to come up with a recommendation?
No, to go ahead and make sure that everything's right with the bids and this low bid.
Okay, are you giving them the authority to go ahead?
Authority to make the decision to go ahead with the work.
Okay, and that's all right with the
that's
second?
That's all right, sure.
Okay, any other questions from the board? In public? Call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Biscay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Jesse Finken has asked to be rescheduled, so we'll move on down to Mr. Engel.
Thank you. I appreciate the board's time. The Siouxland Triathlon Club is a sports club similar to the Missouri River Runners or the Siouxland Cyclists. We're a registered club in the state of Iowa, a registered nonprofit as part of the state. We draw our members from Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. We're planning a triathlon called Try for Kids' Sake, which is a fundraiser for the YMCA's youth programs here in South Sioux and for Big Brothers Big Sisters. What we'd like to do is use a portion of Old Highway 20 for the race. A triathlon, many of you may not be familiar with triathlons. It's a race that combines three different disciplines. We swim, and then we bike, and then we run. In this particular race, we'll swim for 400 meters, bike for 15 miles, and then run for 3.1 miles. You can do it either as an individual or a team. And all the funds that we raise from this event will go to those programs, Big Brothers Big Sisters and the YMCA. And we have a lot of support from the community, so KCAU is producing some TV spots for us for the event. Hy-Vee and Great West and Lilly Family Dentistry have signed on as financial sponsors. And Palmer Candy, Science and Nutrition, and there's several others that are going to be contributing to our goodie bag that we'll give the participants. It's a great event, you know, promotes physical fitness in the community, and it also helps charities that promote physical fitness among youth.
Okay, where are they doing the swimming part?
The YMCA, sir, and the outdoor pool.
And you transport them to Highway 20?
No, they do it on their own. So this is what we're going to do. I've been working with the city of South Sioux for some time on this. They'll swim the 400-meter swim in the pool, and then they cross a mat that does their timing. They'll get on a bicycle. They'll bike out the parking lot of the YMCA and take that access road that goes in front of the Marina Inn, I believe it's East 4th Street there.
Right.
Take that out until 8th Avenue. Take 8th Avenue up, and then you kind of have to jockey around a little bit on 9th there and get to Golf Road. They'll take Golf Road out to the golf course, come back, and they'll take the access roads that go parallel to Cornhusker Drive in front of those parking, those
car lots
there. And then we'll go in behind that Hy-Vee, and Hy-Vee's agreed to this already. We'll go in behind the Hy-Vee, behind the Walmart, and come out onto Highway 20 there. And then they'll take Highway 20 out to Martin's Field, turn around, and come back. And that'll be 15 miles.
So when you're on the Highway 20, they're actually doing the run part?
They're doing the cycling, sir. The running course will be across the bridge and into Sioux City and back.
Okay.
So they'll be on bicycles.
All the time they're on the 20, they're on bicycles?
Yes, sir. And they'll be moving very fast, typically like 20 to 30 miles an hour.
All right. So how much of Highway 20, old Highway 20, are we going
would
to block
be affected?
Off?
It would be from where Great West Casualty is to Martin's Field, Martin's Airfield. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be entirely blocked off, but obviously it would be safer if it was. But we would need a portion of the lane so that the cyclists could go one way this way and back the other way on the other side.
For how long a period of time do you estimate?
It would be from approximately 8:20 in the morning until roughly 10:30, 11 in the morning on that Saturday morning, August 21st.
Okay, questions from the board?
No, I think it's a good community event. And you say the proceeds are going to the
YMCA,
YMCA?
And to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Okay.
How many participants do you estimate to have the year?
If I have 100, I'll feel good about it.
Okay.
If we have more than 100, I'll feel great about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Will you be west of the Great West entrance? That's one entrance that kind of concerns me. Do they have another way in and out?
Yeah. They've got two ways in and out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. It actually has
This is on a Saturday?
Yes, sir. It's on Saturday, sir. Saturday
West
morning.
Wouldn't have a large crew there. Any other questions from the board? Questions from the public?
They'll be...
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
In your liability insurance for the event for the day, will the county be named as an additional insured?
Great question. And actually, that was just what I was going to talk about. We can make you a rider on our insurance policy with the U.S. Triathlon Association. They're going to be sanctioning the event, so we can make you a rider on that insurance policy. And we also have a waiver that we're working on. One of your, and by the way, I want to say that your staff is phenomenal, very responsive. I didn't know they were in the room, but kudos. They've been very responsive and very helpful. We're working on getting a waiver that will work for the county so that we make sure that all your liability is covered on the event. So there'll be insurance coverage and a liability waiver that all the participants will sign.
Okay.
That was an excellent question.
Yeah.
Now, are you asking for us to take action on this tonight, or?
It's up to you, sir, whatever you think is appropriate.
Well, I really be reluctant to take any action until we see the waiver.
Okay.
And how that works up. I'd hate to tie the county up to something until the attorney has looked it over.
She's
you haven't already? Oh, gee, she's already got it.
I know. See, she's
it's
so
right.
good.
You did it.
So after reviewing that, Kim, it's okay? You think it worked? Okay.
And Jolene has talked to Nerma too, and they are okay with it.
They're okay with it.
Yeah. Is anyone from the county participating? Are we going to run it?
Kim is.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys should have a team. The board can have a team.
Okay, so legally it's worked out and has the attorney's recommendation for approval.
I'll make a motion that we approve the triathlon on August 21st and county help with closing the road for a set amount of time.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to support the triumphant event on August the 21st. Questions from the board? In public? Call the roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Muscay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Should there be any kind of advertising done that that road's going to be closed during that time to the residents out there?
I think it would have to be.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to do that?
Good question.
Fred? Is Jolene working on letting people know if the road's closed, or are you?
I'm open either way. We could make little signs that we put up there. I could go door to door to the out there, whatever is the most appropriate.
I think we need something in the Star.
I think we could put something in the Star, and then we could probably have our sign guy do some barricades that morning.
Okay. I think the sheriff's department
and the
would
sheriff.
Probably be notified for traffic.
And there's one business out there, too, that we talked about that we need to notify because they get shipments in there.
Life-form.
The car lot?
I think it was the car. Yeah. I think it's the car lot. Or maybe it's Lightform.
Well,
but probably the major businesses out there I can go and talk to individually and just notify them.
Yeah.
If you guys give me a list, I can.
Pat Bullsart would be your connection with Lightform.
Okay.
And CNH Record Service, they're usually open till noon. But he'd work with you, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure those businesses will cooperate. It's a good cause. I think they would.
Charlie Schramm, CNH, so you need to talk to.
Okay.
You get further talking to his wife, though.
All right. I'll ask for his wife when I go there tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your help.
Move on.
Thank you.
Do you want the road department to notify the Star or anything then? Road department notify the Star for what is
it? Yeah, that'd be fine. I think it needs to be done. Okay, Warren Johnson.
Warren Johnson, American Legion, here on a matter of selling the Crystal Lake Bridge. Back in the 90s, we got the Crystal Lake project going by getting $225,000 from the Environmental Trust Association to renew the lake, and to do it we had to buy a dredge, so we got one up from around Worthington. It's a 50-ton dredge. That's the picture that are on. It doesn't look that good nowadays, but we didn't have the money at the time, the $225,000, so we got Jack Penny Contracting to buy the dredge for $5,000, and then gave us a contract saying that if we paid $1 a year for 5 years in a row, that it would become ours. And he gave it to his attorney, Pat McCormick. And McCormick said, well, you can do that, but why are you doing it? Well, Pat said, the conditions are I want to use some of the sand that comes out of that dredge. So that was his part in it. And in addition to that, we had to provide $5,000 guarantee that if anything happened to the dredge, we'd repay it in that 5-year period, and $1 million worth of insurance on case to protect them from any suit. What we are intending to do with the dredge is to sell it with an action committee that we have proposed, and use that. We're not trying to scalp anybody or anything, but just to use the funds from that to as a memorial type of thing. And we have the new Veterans Park down here and that type of thing that we can use it on. So we're not in here asking for any real action from the commissioners, but I do want you to be advised, because the commissioners were involved in that project in a number of ways, and I know you'll have people asking you what are they going to do with it once they hear the dredge is for sale. Maybe some of them hoping that we would go further with the project, but the fact was that when we got down the 16 feet that the dredge would go with the A-frame induction on it, that was about as far as we could go. Now, that has since filled in. If you go out there and look, it's a pretty full lake. So it did work in that respect. But the drop in the lake really was there at the time we closed the project at the December 31st, 1997. And we were pumping the sand up to half a mile away and onto the beaches. In short, is to advise you that the dredge, certainly by contract, belongs to the American Legion to start with, that the Legion will sell the dredge and present 100% of the proceeds to the Legion itself for their intended use as a memorial fund, and that the committee would ask Tony Gomez here whether or not we could cross his property with that dredge, because we can't take it up the west bank. We've got to do it on the level. I would appreciate that. And they asked me to bring up this issue with you too, Tony, at the same time, and say, is there any possibility of the general public having access to the lake for recreational purposes of fishing? And so I think that'll be a continuing item. But if the commissioners have no other questions about it, then that's what the course will proceed. We won't be stuck with a high bid or anything like that in it, because we believe that even one American Legion unit might be interested in buying it for the lake that they have in mind. So, we'll set a price on it and accept the payment if they do the move.
Okay, you're asking us for what?
I'm not asking for any action. I want you to be advised of it, so that if anybody has a question about it now or a week from now, you know who to come to, what we're doing,
okay,
where the funds are going, and I expect that you will have some of the public ask it, because some of them still have high hopes that Crystal Lake is going to come back,
okay,
to the way it used to be.
Any other questions for Warren?
What was the county involved with their work?
Well, the county assisted in moving the dredge. There was an expense there from Worthington down here, and we had the CBs involved in it, and there was a lot of traffic and different items that came up that required the commissioner. And then, of course, the commissioners, in some ways, I don't know if they opposed you on the bid, but you know, a lot of people expected that the commissioners would keep the lease on the lake so that it could be public property, whereas now it isn't public property.
The reason that I liked that place was that people come in there, you know, and just stretched out the place, you know, and even though I had some picnic tables there, which is the only items that I have there, and they disappeared. I mean, that was the only reason. More than that, had people coming in fishing there and everything. As a matter of fact, that there's people that ask me if they can go in there, I give them a key. That's involved. You get a key, they choose when you get out of there. There's something to do with it, but doing the fact that I was losing the item there, well, I locked it up. And also, like I said, you know, they go in there and stretch it all out. You know, they leave all the trash, the pop cans and beer cans and everything else. So, and I keep that place nice and clean. I mean, when I have the events, the next day it's nice and clean. And but, I, you know, it's fine with me.
I think we'll try to pursue it, but reminding you, of course, we got $20,000 worth of evaluated that in the shelter house and the restrooms that are there, and all the labor that the CBs put in.
Let me see your cell phone.
Well, it doesn't look like it did today.
Any other questions for Warren?
I'll be available if anybody does, and I think you will have questions.
Okay, Warren. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you keeping us informed.
Thank you.
Next, Mr. Anderson.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Allen, members of the board, appreciate the time. As is listed on your agenda here, it's pretty straightforward. From the time when our exam office was across the street before the new jail project had taken over and we were relocated, our exam office just across the hall here. And there have been a number of situations where it had been brought to my attention about temperatures in the exam room, the waiting room, just typically with being too high. It's most of the complaints. It's never too cold. It's usually it's too warm. And I was informed that your courthouse is undergoing renovations of air conditioning heating systems currently, and it is from that that from the past as well. This would be the opportunity to, if this could be considered, in installing, because the topic had come up before when we was dealing with temperature problems, typically always being too hot in that facility. And with this current renovation of the heating air conditioning system, as what's the request is, if it could be considered to install so it have its own separate thermostat system for the exam room and for the waiting room, largely due to the number of people that we have serving the public that come in. The waiting room gets filled, obviously more people in the exam room, more people in the waiting room. Temperatures increase, and it's a lot better if people are comfortable temperature-wise before they come in and so forth, as well as when they're in taking tests and so forth. Just a lot better from that standpoint. And that's what the request is, if this could be considered during this time.
Question from the board?
We looked into this, Phil,
okay,
2 years ago, I think. And I think A-Team did the work. We brought in some additional ductwork.
Okay.
And this ductwork could be a problem for cooling and heating both.
Okay.
You know, we spent quite a bit of money at that time, short of a thermostat,
sure,
in that room. And I wasn't aware there was another problem since, and I thought everything had kind of taken care of itself.
I mean, they still run our fans, and they're just trying to cope with the situation. With the computer systems that we have, they're basically a heat source as well,
yeah,
which don't help. But it's just the number, obviously, the more people that we have filing in and out, it adds to the factor too. And but it, because I know back at that time it was talked about of being able to have installed its own individual thermostat to be able to control and regulate that for that purpose. And obviously it was a cost factor at that time. And with the recent news of the renovation project, obviously if it was to be done, I would see that it would be done in the same time at this phase versus to be considered later. I mean, kind of reverse of that.
I would say maybe your property committee could meet with our heating and air conditioning person that has a contract.
Have a message from Tom Busquet.
Okay.
That says the approximate cost of that, without going into it in detail, would be about $5,000.
Yeah, I see that noted here. Obviously, I didn't supply that figure, but...
Do you got any money put towards it?
I might have some, yeah.
Any other questions from the board? Okay, what's the board's desire?
I think you got a good idea. They already can be,
they want to turn it over to the property committee?
I think so. Yeah. I think, yeah, let's get a committee in.
And come back with a recommendation?
Yeah, yeah. At least we know.
Next meeting will be soon enough?
Yeah.
Enough,
yeah,
time? Okay, that's what we'll do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Gable here?
No, Jim's not here. I didn't know this was going to be on here. I would have asked Jim to come, but... he's asked for some surveying costs. I think his total bill is $4,400, and he's asked the county to pay for 480 of this, I believe. They found some section corners up in an area where previously, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, there was a county road, and possibly the county at one time during... Dick, do you remember the road? I've asked my dad and Hans Jessen.
What road now?
Going across Gables, south through that pasture.
Yeah. There was a road all the way through there.
Yeah, you go from Homer down to Winnebago on that road.
And I wasn't aware there was a road
there. You're on a high wheel vehicle, but you can go down there. I used to drive that way.
Well, apparently some of these markers have been taken out privately or publicly by the county. We don't know, but there actually was a road there.
Yeah, but the road was going up to Gables, right?
Well, it used to go all the way south.
Yeah, but I mean, the road went through Gables' yard.
Right.
Right. And that, they've got that on the road, that one there, that comes down. And that road used to go all the way out, but come out down by Skip Hinkins, down in that area.
Yeah.
That's where it come out at.
I guess I feel that if it was disturbed by the county, even if it was 30, 40 years ago, that we have some responsibility in locating these section line corners.
Anybody else on board?
And he asked them $480 out of the $4,400?
Yeah.
I can see the one up here by Marty Howard's, because that is a county road there. The one up there by Marty's house. And then the one over here by, on the fit on Blyberg, you go to Gable's house.
Well, I know in the past that if there was any corners that were missing, that the county surveyor went out and found those corners to establish a place for surveys to be pulled off of. And I guess I'd have to agree with Bill that if they were gone or missing or disturbed or rutted out by a road grader or whatever, that we should be putting it back. But I don't have any proof of that either, so.
Other comments from the board?
So where's the money came from, the 480?
We have a county surveyor.
That was just my guess of where the road was.
Yeah. And I think that's
that
all
happened.
We can do is, that's about all we can do is assume that we didn't take out all these markers.
Yeah.
Just a portion of them. Is there money in the surveying fund to cover the 400?
That is where it would have to come out of.
$7,000 a year, isn't it?
And then there's money there?
No.
Okay.
I just...
Anything else? Attorney's opinion?
Yeah.
Dakota County policy for a location of cornerstones by county surveyor, section 2, says the county shall not be liable for the expense of locating corners in the county road right-of-way when a survey is requested by a private individual. And that's something that the Board of Commissioners did on June 13th of 1983. I guess I don't, this was requested by Mr. Gable, correct?
The survey.
And therefore, under our county surveyor policy, the county would not be liable for paying that.
We've paid them in the past. So we've been in violation, so what do we do there? Because I know that we have...
Is that a precedent you want to set?
So my question is, the county, at our request, is when we have to find a corner or whatever, and that ain't what we've been doing. Well, I know we did a couple here about 6 years ago that wasn't for the county, that was requested by private individuals. I was here.
And the county paid for it?
Mm-hmm. It came out of Fred's deal.
Well, I know if you buy a piece of property, say you want to buy 5 acres from Billy V.
And that's what
they have to come in and find. I know they got to come in and find the cornerstones.
And that's what these were. They were land sales.
And the rest of it's yours.
So is that different? If it was a land sale, is that different than what the other one is? So that's what those were, was land sales. So we went out and established corners for them to pull off to survey that land.
Because we went as far as providing a backhoe.
Right.
To do some of that work.
Right.
Finding these.
We've done that. I know that. On the road.
We dug out there for a whole day. You were the supervisor.
Yeah.
We dug out there for a whole day trying to find that one corner. Never did find it.
What's your pleasure?
Thanks, Scott. Well, I don't want to go against our county attorney's recommendation.
That's
I guess we can invite Mr. Gable to come here if he's...
Okay.
Let's talk about it again.
Probably the most advisable thing to do, you know, and have the county attorney explain to him, you know, and read the section here, number two. What just she read?
Yeah.
Go from there.
Either that or have the county attorney write Mr. Gable a letter and send that stuff to him. And
would you do that, Kim?
Would you do that for us?
Is that what the board would like me to do?
Yeah, let's do that. And he can, if he wants to pursue it, he can come to the next meeting.
Okay, so that claim we will not handle. Okay, is that the understanding?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on now, Larry. Larry here.
Yes.
Thought I saw you come in. Floor is yours, Larry.
I have a request and a recommendation for the position of Dakota County Service Officer. To Dakota County Commissioners from Oversight Committee of Dakota County Veterans Service Office. Subject, claim for hours worked and mileage. Oversight Committee of Dakota County Veterans Service Office Committee is requesting payment for 40 hours worked July 1 through July 25th, 2010, at $13 per hour, payment to be made to Willard C. Johnston. The committee also requests reimbursement for 100 miles of travel expense for Mr. Johnson. This is submitted by your committee members, Larry Brosted, Virgil Cleavy, Bill Wiseman, Russ Klinkenpiel, Arnie Andre, and Rod Snyder. Should I proceed with the recommendation?
The first thing I have is your recommendation for the officer.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. We didn't quite understand each other. Okay. This is to the Dakota County Commissioners from the Oversight Committee of Dakota County Veterans Service Offices. Subject, hiring a veteran service officer. Having conducted interviews with four gentlemen for the position of Dakota County Veterans Service Officer, the Oversight Committee of Dakota County Veterans Service Office unanimously recommends Willard C. Johnson for this position with employment beginning immediately. Submitted by the same members I read before.
Okay. Board?
Mr. Johnson is in attendance.
Pardon?
Mr. Johnson is in attendance.
Okay.
I would move that we hire Mr. Johnson for our Veteran Service Officer.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to appoint Bill Johnson as Veteran Service Officer. Questions from the board?
I'd just like to say that I sat in on the interviews, and the Veterans Board did an excellent job. And
at the end, they made the right choice.
Good. I know they did.
Bill happens to be here. Any questions you would like to direct to Bill before you vote? I would comment that Bill volunteered to come down and work the office and for the veterans during that period of time to help them out, to help the veterans out and their needs. And I really appreciate that he was willing to give to the veterans. But do you have any questions? Do you have anything you want to say, Bill? Not till after we vote, right? Okay, motion's made and seconded. Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay.
Congratulations, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
We now have a veteran service officer, and I understand you're starting immediately?
Yes, sir. Started today, full time.
As of now.
5 o'clock, right?
No pay till now.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill. Okay. Next item, sir.
Okay, I apologize for getting this out of order. We didn't understand each other.
I don't think you need to read it.
No.
Don't need to read it again?
Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept the claim to reimburse Mr. Johnson for his time and mileage.
Second.
Okay, before we get in, if I might, okay?
Okay.
If we pay them now, does that affect his retirement and other benefits? Is there any connection there?
I'm not aware we can pay the payroll claim. I thought the computer wouldn't pay before a higher date.
I don't believe it will. How we would pay that would be to pay him his other pay for time work before his pay, his effective hire date, and then his regular pay would start today.
Right.
So it would be included all in one check in two weeks plus.
Can we at this time approve a claim to pay him what I assume is about $520, and that $13 an hour for 40 hours, and what I heard you say?
Yes, sir.
So, in other words, can we pay him for time served and the amount of $520 on the claim today?
I don't think we can, unless you want to. It's not going to affect his retirement. It's not going to reflect his insurance because he isn't covered by insurance until the first of the month following 30 days of employment. Isn't that the way it is? So it's not going to affect his insurance.
30 days from date of employment.
Mm-hmm. The first of the month following 30 days of employment.
Which would be the first of September.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it don't matter what day in July he started. That's when they would take effect.
Okay. You understand their problem?
I'm seeing it, yeah. I don't think so the board understands we're not moving to change that policy at all.
Right.
I mean, we understand his insurance would start September 1.
Sure.
And that's not any problem with this request.
But can we...
Or his retirement.
Can we approve a claim of $520 for time served and then pay his mileage claims?
You can certainly pay his mileage claim and accounts payable. And I think you'd be better off waiting to pay his pay 2 weeks from now or approving his pay in 2 weeks from now. Howard, you know?
Why?
How urgent is it that you have the money this week?
I don't have to have it this week. I don't know how you're going to work it out.
To explain the time frame in which you would be paid, you would receive 2 weeks from this Friday, your first 2 weeks pay plus the amount of 40 times $13 all in one check. Is that acceptable?
Sure.
Does acceptable, Larry.
That works.
Yeah.
We have no choice.
I understand.
So, back to...
If you need money between now and then, I got $2 bills.
So I guess the only thing we can work on is this mileage claim.
So we'll pay his mileage, and in 2 weeks we'll add in the pay for the 40 hours at $13.
Then it will come in with the regular claims.
Okay.
On payroll. So the motion you have now is to pay the mileage claim.
Pay the mileage claim, and then in 2 weeks take care of the rest.
Okay.
Just pay.
And we have a motion made and seconded to pay mileage and later pay the wages. Questions? Call roll.
Busquet?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Okay. Anything else?
Just a statement, doesn't have to be on the record, that the Oversight Committee thanks the Commission for how this has come along in the process and how well we've worked together. And we promise continued good communication, and we look forward to helping the veterans and getting the best bang for our buck.
Thank you.
I said, along with the board, when we were going through things, the best thing that came out of that meeting was before the meeting. We sat down and discussed things that have happened in the past and why they did or didn't work, and we found out there was a breakdown of communication and that we weren't communicating and talking to each other, and that's been resolved. Matter of fact, they even invited a member of the county board to attend their quarterly meetings when they do their audit and go through things. That we could go come in if you desire and set as they go through the records of the Veterans Service Office and verify the audit. So that has never been done for quite a while, and they're more than willing to meet us halfway. And I was very pleased with that. Thank you very much. We will communicate.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next to approve payroll claims.
I'll make a motion to approve payroll claims.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve payroll. Any questions, comments? Call roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Busquet?
Yes.
Okay, now approve accounts payable. We had some that weren't signed, but they have it since signed. Everything seems to be in order. This will include the mileage claim from the Veteran Service Officer.
Some of the accounts payable.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to pay the accounts payable. Questions? Call roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Busquet?
Yes.
All right. Next is to authorize the county clerk to invest money from the health insurance holding funds and authorize him to purchase 30-day CDs as he sees fit. Then it also requires his signature and the chair's signature.
What are we doing with that money right now? It's not invested at all?
I have some of it invested. We have like $250,000 in that, and we never know when we're going to need that money.
Sure.
So what I would propose is to get the best interest rate as possible is I can get 0.80% interest rate for $50,000 for 30 days. So what I would propose would be to invest maybe $150,000 of that amount in 7 days intervals so that if we have any claims come in, we don't have to sacrifice our interest in.
Okay. I would move to authorize the county clerk to invest that money from the health insurance holding fund, authorize him to purchase these 30-day CDs as he sees fit.
And the chair and the clerk to sign.
Yes.
I'll second that.
And the motion is made and seconded to authorize the clerk to invest the money from the health insurance holding funds. Questions? Call roll.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes.
Muscay.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Okay. The issue on the time clocks is something that has been asked to be dropped from the agenda at the present time due to lack of funding to do that, and it's probably a wise move. Is that all right with the board? Okay. Commissioner committee reports.
If you remember back, roughly a month ago, we had the Homer Fire and Rescue here talking about the 260th Street east of Homer going to the river. They asked if we would make that an all-weather road. It's been since completed. Drove down there, last Thursday or Friday, and it really turned out good. He's got a little extra work to do when the crops are out, back sloping and so on, but it made a nice road.
And they're working on funding to get a rescue boat?
I think they are.
Homer is?
Yeah, they had their benefit, and I think that's in the plan. Mm-hmm. But I praise Fred and his crew for getting that done. I know there was some concern if something did happen and it wasn't completed.
Yeah, I drove down there too. The road looks nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Any other reports?
The law enforcement center, we had a meeting Tuesday, and they really going very well with addition on the law enforcement center, and they request payment for the bank's construction, and everything going the way it's supposed to be going, and everything is going to be fine. And the open house is set up for the certain day, and that's what it's all about.
Okay.
The Northeast Nebraska, beautiful. We had a meeting, and we're going to draw up. Sally will tell what it is there.
I'll explain.
Yeah.
In the early 1990s, the counties of Wayne, Dixon, and Dakota, together with municipalities from eight other counties, formed a consortium for the purpose of writing a 20-year solid waste management plan, as was mandated by the state. The project was begun in 1992 and was put into effect in 1994. After the plan was completed, the original consortium kind of morphed into Keep Northeast Nebraska Beautiful. We're approaching the end of the 20 years, and in all likelihood, Keep Northeast Nebraska Beautiful will be contacting the original members of the consortium to see if there's interest in collaborating again on the next solid waste management plan. At the present time, South Sioux City wishes to update the plan. This will probably take the form of an addendum to the current plan, focusing on waste management accomplishments that were not written in the original plan. They would like to have this completed before the due dates for the DEQ grants in September. There would be no reason that we could not include Dakota County and Dakota City in doing this. The advantage is that in grant writing, they're very often asking if you have an updated solid waste management plan. The fact that you have done some updating would be a good thing. All that's involved is just the information that we gather. No money, no labor other than the slaves on my committee. But I would certainly not include the name of Dakota County without asking your permission. So would you like us to include the county in this update or just go ahead with South Sioux City?
We want to include the county.
I would think. But as I said, I wouldn't do it without asking you first.
I don't see why not.
It's a great thing.
We hope so.
Yeah.
It is.
And on June 12th, they had the work day, clean the river, and it was a good turnout, and everything went fine. And on that, she said, so.
We did that, too.
Thank you.
Okay, is it all right, then, to include the county's name?
Well, I don't think we can take any formal action because it wasn't on the agenda.
But we'll.
Okay.
Can we put it on agenda?
Should we put it on, should we put it on the next agenda? And I will go ahead and be gathering the information anyway.
Now, if you put it on the agenda for the next meeting, then we can make an action.
Okay, why don't we do that? Okay.
I don't think there's any problem, but just.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And I said, and I had a meeting with the health department, the 19th too. And they, she said she gave like $4,000 back to the county on her budget. She had $161,000 in pledge, and she gave back $4,000. So they're doing all right on the health department. And I went to the meeting on Dakota City. They annexed that and passed it from 164th Street from south, from D Street to 77 to 35. So they annexed that all in except the little corner at the stoplights on the east side. There's like 4 acres there, and that belongs to Dakota City. The rest of that will all be for improvements for, you know, for the deal. So they annexed it all the other nights.
Okay. Anything else?
Ribbon cutting ceremony for Northeast Community College, their welding and vocation shop tomorrow. Tony's going to go to that. We're kind of in the second phase of what we started over there. I had the excavator moved there, and I'm going to be donating my time to dig a hole and burn the trees when I find the time to get over there and do it. But that's why the excavator's sitting there, so if anybody asks any questions, we're just kind of finishing the job.
Okay. So, sure. Sounds good.
Have a comment from Tom Busquet. He says 4 out of the 6 heating and air conditioning systems are installed and running. The basement small heat pump for the district court judge is in 2 or 3 weeks. Remaining work will be done in approximately 1 week. So things are moving along on that renovation on the air conditioning.
It's the help we have.
The CDB grant that we applied for Atticad Drive was turned down. It did not have enough points, so it'll have to be resubmitted. SEMCO is checking on what factors need to be put in it next time in order to help it along. So that's where that stands. With that, anyone in the audience wish to address the board on any issue that was not on the agenda? Seeing nobody come forward, we have no mail or emergency business, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. So moved.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. Call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Biscay?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
Saturday. Yeah, I was here at 6 o'clock.
You want that CNH?